In 2018, West Virginia became the first state to experiment with mobile voting in a federal election. A new study from the University of Chicago says the app increased voter turnout, but that study comes with a few caveats. Senior reporter Dave Mistich sat down with news director Jesse Wright to talk about the research.
Before we get into the study, Dave, let's back up a bit and have you refresh everyone's memories about this mobile voting app. Tell us a bit about it, how it worked, and who could use it.
So in 2018, there was a pilot program from the West Virginia Secretary of State's office. It started off in the primary, of course. There were just a couple counties that were authorized to make use of this app. And then they expanded upon that in the general election to allow all 55 counties to use it. Only 24 actually wanted to make use of this app. But the thing to keep in mind is that this wasn't for every voter. It was just for uniformed overseas absentee voters. So what they had to do is apply for access to this app. They would get authorization, and then they would have to jump through a few hoops electronically, like prove that it was them through a biometric face scan, and then they would submit their ballot that way. As it turned out, in the general election, there were, like I said, 24 counties that had offered this to uniformed overseas absentee voters. Voters from 21 counties actually wound up using it for a total of about 144 votes. So, you know, not a big population out there, definitely a test run, but, you know, this definitely proved that this technology is out there and that it works. The thing to keep in mind with all this, though, given the 2016 election and the Russian interference into that election, there's a big concern from election security experts from across the country, around the world, saying that anything that faces the internet is a questionable route to go whenever it comes to voting. So while the technology is very flashy, very accessible to people, there are a lot of concerns about whether or not this could be hacked in one way or another.
I see. Okay. Tell us about the study from University of Chicago that came out just recently. What does it say about the West Virginia mobile voting pilot program and the effect on voter turnout?
So Anthony Fowler, he works at the Harris School of Public Policy at the University of Chicago. He's a researcher there. He has been interested in various aspects of public policy and elections. So when this came on his radar, he wanted to take a look at it.
And so that presented a nice opportunity for me to do a different, what you might call a difference in differences design, where I can compare trends in participation for people, overseas voters from those 24 counties, and I can compare those to trends in participation from voters, overseas voters in the other counties to try to estimate the likely effects of mobile voting. And on average, what I found is that having mobile voting available as an option increased the number of overseas voters who requested ballots by 6 to 9 percentage points, and it appeared to increase voter turnout by about 3 to 5 percentage points.
So as you'll hear from him, you know, based on his study, the findings of his study and what he's concluding about the option of mobile voting, that he is sort of touting this as a success. I should point out also in his study that he warned of some of the perils that come along with this. He acknowledged some of the security concerns that elections experts here in the country do have about online and mobile voting.
So speaking of acknowledgments, you did notice an interesting connection in the acknowledgments of the study, right?
That's right. So if you look right on the first page of, you know, Anthony Fowler's, you know, research paper, his study here on mobile voting, you'll see that he acknowledges a company known as Tusk Philanthropies, or an organization, I should say, known as Tusk Philanthropies. Now, last year, whenever this mobile voting platform kicked off, the Secretary of State's office also acknowledged Tusk Philanthropies. It was actually known as Tusk Montgomery Ventures, sort of one and the same. But it's an organization that has been pushing and advocating for mobile voting. They basically say that the voting public, those that are actually going out and casting ballots in each election, is not representative of the people in this country that are eligible to vote. So they're trying to tackle this problem, expand access to elections, and to get more people out voting. I did ask Mr. Fowler about this particular connection, and here's what he had to say about the relationship with Tusk.
Their grant was not tied in any way to me obtaining a particular result. I mean, if you read the paper, you'll see that I do not explicitly advocate for mobile voting. I point out some benefits of mobile voting, and I also point out some concerns about mobile voting in my paper. And I, as a researcher, am committed to reporting honestly the results of my analysis, whatever I find.
So as you can see, he acknowledges the fact that, you know, this company has some sort of agenda in mind. But I think, you know, any reasonable person would notice that and sort of be cognizant of the fact that this research is being funded by an organization that is explicitly advocating for mobile voting.
Fair enough. So what does the future hold for mobile voting here in West Virginia and the rest of the country?
So I'll start here in West Virginia. The Secretary of State's office has already deemed this a success. They say that they're doing audits to ensure the integrity of the vote, to make sure that the app worked properly and that there were no security concerns. I also understand that the Department of Homeland Security is also going to be doing an audit on votes in the app itself. I spoke with General Counsel Donald Kersey. He's with the Secretary of State's office. And here's what he had to say about the app and whether or not they accomplished their goal with this pilot program.
Ignoring the research paper itself, we already deemed the pilot a success because we did our audits. We did audits. We had security assessments done on the back end to look at the system itself, not the votes themselves, but the technology and the security on the back end. And we have audits and we have audit reports from that. We also have testimony from people that used the system who said, I would not have been able to vote had it not been for this application. That's why we're offering it.
So as you can hear, the state of West Virginia is very pleased with the results. But the thing to keep in mind really is that right now this is a very limited population that has access to this. And the legislature would have to act to allow more people to access a ballot, you know, using mobile technology. I should point out that the city of Denver held a municipal election in which they allowed the same population, these uniformed overseas voters, to cast a ballot the same way. So I think we're seeing some incremental progress in rolling out mobile voting. But at the same time, we're still seeing these concerns from election security experts. And so the rollout of all this, while it's happening, I think it's coming along with some serious concerns. And it's clear that it's bound to be a conversation that is widely discussed into the future.
All right. Well, I appreciate your work on this story. Thanks a lot, Dave.
Thank you.
That was reporter Dave Mistich speaking with news director Jesse Wright about West Virginia's mobile voting pilot program and new research on its effect on voter turnout. For more on this story, visit us online at wvpublic.org.